Hey guys, welcome to episode 212 of the Road to 30 podcast. Isaac here.
Dolly here.
Oh, shit. How you guys doing? Hope you guys are good. Before I start today, I want to quickly make an announcement for all of you guys. Please stop betting. I know it looks aesthetically pleasing and sounds cool when everybody tweets, my spotty. My ticket don't cut. But please, if you can, just stop betting. Just to prove to yourself that you can, just stop for a while. Okay?
Yeah, just to that's, be sure it's that, scary. It can become an addiction. So
just to be sure that you're still on the right track. Because as with everything in Nigeria, we'll keep joking about it until it becomes a national emergency. And while your president is busy budgeting for yachts that have been delivered, I think you guys should, you know, try and focus on yourselves. It's very important. Clearly, nobody is doing it for you.
Rather than bed, just invest. And if there's anybody who has, you know, gone through like a gambling addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a major thing. And I think it's, there is a whole lot of stuff in there.
There's a whole lot
that will be good for other people to unpack, to unpack. Yeah. And you know, so if you want to come on and talk about that, that would be great.
I like to do betting. I like to do drugs. Yeah, those two addictions. If you guys know anybody that is willing to come and tell their stories, they should hit us up. We're definitely down for that. Yeah. So, how have you been? How's your week been?
I'm fine. First of all, happy new month.
Oh, yeah. Happy new. Happy it is November. It's your birthday month.
My birthday month, though.
November 21, no?
Yeah.
So, wow. How do you feel?
I don't even know. I think I've been so stressed out lately that it's been, I haven't been able to really
process it.
Process or take it in like I want to. This week was hella stressful. Let me not use that word. This week was very stressful. For me. And just very, like, it was just too much. You know when like one just feels like completely like just tired and depleted? Like I felt like I was almost nearing like a nervous breakdown.
Why do we use nervous? Why don't we use like physical?
I don't know.
It's weird. Just like, oh, nervous breakdown. I don't know.
Maybe it's like, really, I think it's like related to like anxiety and overwhelm. So like, say you're like, you're nervous.
Yeah,
I think that's where it's coming from. I think I was just approaching that and I was just like just really tired and so many things are just stressing me out right now. So many things. Like I've signed up for stuff that I wish I didn't sign up for. And I just wanted to just use this to just say that you don't have to do anything and you don't have to say yes to everything. Like even if it will bring money, I'm very serious. Like
I understand.
I've never like I felt this way about some things before, but this one, I
can feel it.
100% regret it.
Damn.
And I want to quit. Wow. Like, so many times I've thought about it. That's all I've been thinking about this week, about how I just want to quit, But the only reason why I haven't done that is because, you know, I don't like disappointing people. When I sign up for something, I kind of, like, just want to join in and see through, I guess. But, I have come very close to just saying, I just want this to be over. Like, stop calling me, stop messaging me.
There's one song like that. Okay, well, no, it wasn't a song. It was a meme. Don't call me, don't text me, leave me alone.
Bruh, I'm tired. I'm so tired. So, yeah, the week has been very stressful. Things have just been all up and down. Me and God have had a lot of back and forth. I've literally been feeling like I'm in the naughty corner. Like, I'm very serious. Like, I feel like I'm in, like, the naughty corner.
Do you have, like, do you have the dunce hat?
The what?
The dunce hat.
Guy, I definitely do feel like a dunce.
I don't know what cartoon that was, but, like, anytime someone is in the naughty corner, I think it was Dexter, they will now put, like, a dunce.
LOL, that's so funny. I felt like I've been wearing it. Like, I literally feel like a very spoilt brat. Like, I feel like I've been very bratty, like, towards God in the last few days. Like, I've just been asking that you should please just forgive me because I've not really been acting.
Fair.
I've been acting out very much.
Yeah. I get it.
So yeah, it has just been a lot. This week has been a lot, and I don't know how next week is going to be. I don't even know.
Be positive. Be positive. Be positive.
Okay? Let me just say, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful for like a better situation. October was just a stressful month, to be honest, for me.
Hopeful for today. What song is that again? Let the music control you. Let it take you away and be hopeful. Hopeful. You make a way. I know.
I know the song, but I can't think of.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm singing it right
now. You have put me in this place of wanting to like get the song.
But yeah, that's the song that's in my head right now. I don't know the name. It's that one that they use for when they do a freeze frame and they're like, you're wondering how I got to
I think that's it. I don't know the name of the song.
Yeah, it's all these BET songs. Speaking, Sam.
It's at the end of the movie where they are now giving
exactly
how everything worked. He went to prison for 30 years.
The Sean ended up
He got rehabilitated in prison, came out, started his own.
Exactly, you get it. And then there'll be like a black and white picture of him and all this. That's the one.
How was your own week?
My own week was the opposite of yours. I have a lot that actually happened to me this week. First of all, I joined the gym, and guys, it's very awkward being the new fat guy at the gym.
You're not fat, you're not
fat. I know. It's a mental thing. But then we go again. Somebody tried to. So this is how I knew I still had it. Somebody tried to outsquat me, but he couldn't. We still have it.
Bad guy.
It's very funny how men they're just unnecessarily competitive. Like, Jesus Christ. But yeah, that was an interesting way. So what has kept me going this week was, I don't know if you've seen the rock version of OT Bop.
I don't even know what OT Bop is. Like
the NSG song.
Okay, I don't know that song.
Guy, the rock version has killed me this week. It genuinely put a smile on my face.
Yeah,
I don't know where they did it. It was like a live performance. But my God, like everybody was just like, OT Bop. And then, it was really good.
Okay.
What else did I do? So yeah, I signed up to the gym. Then, let me see. Oh yeah, I want to talk about something that I saw this week that was very interesting. So you know Red Bull, Dolly?
Mm-hmm.
So the owner of Red Bull, I think he died a couple years ago, right? And then he gave the company to his son.
Oh.
Yeah, now this is where the story gets interesting.
Mm.
Red Bull had its worst performing year of the last 3 years, right?
Oh, wow.
And that's not the crazy part.
Oh, no.
Crazy part is that despite that, this guy's son still got $650 million payout this year as per dividends.
What?
Bro. Now, this is what pained me about that story, because when I saw the headline, I saw, youngest millennial gets huge payout despite declining something.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading it. And I saw that, Red Bull had, like, because of high marketing and some stuff, they didn't make that much money.
Mm.
But this guy still made $410 million in dividends. Then there's, a normal $205 million that they give the owner. Normal. They give their owner extra dividends. And I'm just there, like... So he's the youngest... he's the richest millennial in the world, right? And it just had me thinking... This guy just casually made 615 M's because of a company his dad started in the 1980s, right? And we have to leave things for our kids.
Of course.
Really just have to.
Legacy is important.
It's very important. I started looking at this guy, the Tony Lumelu, Wehez Holdings and all that. And if you look at the way the man has strategically put himself in almost every industry in this country, from energy to hotels to banking, insurance, and I'm like, his kids and his grandkids are already billions of miles ahead of us, right? Like, forget we now, like, his grandkids are already billions of miles ahead of us. And I'm thinking, I don't have it yet, but I have to leave something for my kids.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how small.
Yeah,
like I always used to hear some parents, and I understand why they say that, but anyway, I've heard some parents say stuff like, they have given their children everything in this life and they are just going to enjoy their money for themselves, they are not giving them anything. And I understand the mindset, But that changed to me. You know, of course, I'm guided a lot by what I see in the Bible. There's a verse somewhere that I had never seen before. I can't remember. It's probably in Proverbs somewhere. And I think it says something about leaving something for your children.
Yeah.
Living an inheritance. Leaving them something.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me. I was like, you can't just not leave them anything. Mm. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, not everybody will be able to leave like a whole company or anything.
Yeah.
You have to give them something that they will be able to like start differently from where you started off from.
True.
So that they would, because when people always like want to make it seem like, oh, this one has privilege or that, like, it's good to have like that, because life is already tough. So if you're able to give like a starting ground, that would be great.
Right. And then so this was a rabbit hole that I went down this week, which was really interesting. And then, you know, you look at, obviously, if you look at the really rich people, it's like skewed, right? But if you look at all them Bernard Arnolds, the LVMH guy that has like 5 kids handling like some of the biggest brands in the world, right? We're now looking for who even be his heir. That's very interesting. But then it just made me look into what we used to think of as family business, in quotes, and how Africans like need to start thinking about legacies a little bit more, right? You know, you always find companies that were so solid back then, but then you give it to your kids, now it has disappeared,
right? I mean, it can happen.
Yeah, it can happen, but it's just like, I was just thinking about it, that the people who really did it well, it does not really matter like whether their kids are like they put it in such a way that it outlives even their kids, right? Like, you look at this one now is just like the Red Bull one. It really did it for me. And then from there, I ended up on our greatest national sugar daddy, right? Abacha, who constantly gives us money. And there was something I saw this time that was really interesting about Abacha. Did you know that in 1998, not in the 2000s, let me be sure. Yeah, in 1998, Abacha's family gave this country $750 million.
I mean,
in 1998, that is money that if somebody even gives you today.
Yeah.
Bro, now imagine, that was not even the end. In 2002, his family said, okay, you don't catch us. And they gave us $1.2 billion.
But that one is not legacy.
Forget legacy. See, yeah. This is another thing that I'm actually now going to get into. Forget legacy and all that. They are miles ahead. That's just where I'm going. For you to return in 2002, $1.2 billion, money that if you give somebody today. So now imagine how much this man took. Imagine the interest that money would have made. So technically, places like Switzerland and all these places that he was hiding money, that were looking at them and shouting, oh my God, they are so advanced. We funded it.
Pretty much.
That is so mad to think.
And that's one of the reasons why, like, you know, you can't but help but just, you know, when people keep on saying like, oh, take us back to like Abacha, or
people are just
dead. Like, you know, when people say stuff it's like recentism. That, people don't realize like the damage. Like those kind of things like cause to us. That situation with Abacha, the fact that money is like that doesn't make any kind of sense.
Nope.
Like that has put us, we should be angry about that, because that has put us in the position that we are in now. That has put us in a place where, that's one of the reasons why we're in a place where young 20-something year olds cannot be able to get mortgages. Like, I don't think we understand like how much that has affected each of us, like, personally.
I think we don't see, as Nigerians, we rarely ever personalize the impact.
I don't know
if it was you I was telling. My brother and I were talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, so, you know, for the pod, we're trying to do this and that. But, you know, like, sometimes we have light issues. And he was just laughing. He said, take a step back and hear yourself. It's 2023. You're talking about light.
Like, can you hear all these things?
I'm like, yeah, of course, it sounds crazy because I'm in the situation, so I rarely ever think of it outside. But when you think about it, it's like, really?
It's wild, really? Because do you know what it would mean if in Nigeria we had like constant light? Do you know how that would instantly transform like a lot of people's lives? Like, instantly. Like, from just things, because that takes away your mind from stuff that you have to worry about.
It's madness.
Instantly.
It's madness.
You know, what would it mean if all our roads were always good? Those things might not seem as, oh, okay, because we just accept like bad stuff. But we don't realize how much it will instantly make our lives better.
Just imagine.
Instant, like your own personal
exactly,
daily
just
life.
Imagine a life.
That means that your car will not be spoiling as much, which means that you don't have to go into the mechanic as
of
much.
Of course.
Which means that like you, that further. Thank you. Which means that you can travel further.
That money would have gone to something else. The money that you're burning on diesel. Imagine if you had that just to buy fruit.
Thank you. We don't understand how much it messes us up, nah, but it does. So that's why like you can't be just sitting back and just be when we're saying, oh, our president is spending this amount of money on car.
On a yacht on that car. Was delivered already, by the way. I think people
on
missed
office.
That part. That this yacht has already been delivered according
like,
to the Navy.
How many times have you been renovating stuff, safe? Like, how many times?
Like, I know people, I like, we that we live in our houses far more than these people live in those Aso Rock and Co. We don't renovate house every 4 years.
My brother, oh, please. Oh.
Like, I know people who have bought cars and 5-6 years, they're using these cars every day and they're not changing cars every 3 years.
Thank you.
Meanwhile,
like every other year.
Meanwhile,
anyway. Renovation is happening. So
yeah. And then the final thing I thought about this week, right? And I want to ask you as a question.
I have beads on my hair, guys. In case you guys hear me shimmy.
She's doing Drake. So I have a question for you and for the listeners as well. In the case of an emergency and you don't have your phone, whose number do you have in your head that you can call?
So I could call, well, so management's number, sometimes I remember it, sometimes I don't.
Remember, this
but
is
he
now
will
a
be,
high pressure situation.
Yeah, he will maybe. Be, like, he will be the first. I think I think I know
number
his number. Yeah,
do you have
so.
Two other numbers in your head? Let's
my
assume
mom.
That day he doesn't pick. Okay, your mom.
I have my mom's number. My dad's number, I used to have it, but I think that particular phone they might have stolen. Guess where they stole it?
Where?
Police station.
This thing's right.
When
there,
he told me they stole his phone, I said, aha, what happened? He said, it was in police station. How do you steal somebody's phone inside police station?
I don't get it.
And I'm sure it's a police person that took that phone.
Yeah, most likely.
I don't even, like,
police is your friend. They borrowed
so
it.
I don't think he has that number again. So I won't be able
people.
To call him. Yeah, those are the numbers that I have on my phone, on my
okay.
in my head.
Okay, I'm curious for people listening, like, how many numbers do you guys have in your head in case of an emergency, right? Because I was thinking about it this week. I saw, like, on TikTok, somebody had, like, an accident on the highway, and the person was visibly shaking and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking about it, like, okay, let's assume you're traveling as a Nigerian and something just hits you. We don't have emergency numbers like that
mm-hmm.
that you can reach.
Mm-hmm.
So how many, and then now let's say your phone is lost in the whole thing. Whose
mm-hmm.
number do you have in your head that you can be like, listen here, wait, let me call this person. And if that person doesn't pick, like, do you have up to 3 numbers in your head? Because we're so reliant on our phone these days, like,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes if your phone mistakenly unsaves a number and the person
mm-hmm.
calls you, you're like, who is this?
I need to make sure that I actually really cram this
you
management's
see,
number.
You see, I need you guys to really do this thing.
I think that sometimes
thing,
it's in just the... you know, you're just so used to, like, just press a call. The only reason why I know my mom's own very well is just because she's been using this, like, since when I was young.
Mm.
And even my dad. So that's the only reason why I knew that number.
Fair.
Like,
I know I have my mom, my dad in my head.
Mm.
But you know, that's all I have in my head.
Yeah,
I don't have any other number in my head.
My management number is... yesterday, it's actually so funny because I was looking at number yesterday. I think I had gone somewhere and... my phone could have died, and I was thinking, if this phone should die, I need to call him.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, I need to get this number in my head. I just was looking at it, then I was at the time I used to know it very well.
Yeah, but now, yeah. It's,
but
it's,
I'm going to keep playing.
It's something
it
I only have.
I was looking at to see if I was right, as you just. Could. I had mixed 2 of these numbers. I joined them. Joined them
you
together.
You start with one, you end with the other.
Guy.
Oh my days. But yeah, sure, that was how my week went. The major lesson I learned this week was, like, really and truly, I need to leave something for my kids. They can't start at like, they have to start at an advantage.
Yeah.
Right? Because in the next 20-30 years we're going to be birthing kids who are going to be born into
20-30 years.
No, like, not 20, but maybe next 10.
I don't know, maybe you've forgotten about your age.
Yeah, I know, right? But in the next maybe 5-10 years, right, we're going to be birthing kids, and I see it all the time. I don't mean to be that guy, but sometimes I look around and I'm like, you guys are stressing yourselves by having kids now. I don't know why you guys are pressuring yourselves.
You think it's pressure?
No, like, I see some people, like, okay, let me just be very honest. I see some people and I know that they barely make it through. So why have kids now when you can just give it a little bit and start on like a higher...
I mean,
like, at least put yourself at a position of an advantage, you know? That's right. What I see sometimes. And I'm like, come on, I get it. You're married, I know, but give yourself an advantage. Like, you're barely making it through. Now you have a kid. Now every other day you need help. I mean, come on.
Sometimes it just happens, Sha.
Sometimes it's irresponsible. Pregnancy. Man. Yeah, but it's irresponsible. Let's call it what it is. When you know you don't really have. But I don't know. It's a sensitive topic.
Yeah, it
is. Yeah, but that was just what I was thinking about. Because somebody woke up and got 615 M's. Jesus.
That's too much money, Sha. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm telling you, it's just mad.
That's a lot of money.
But yeah, guys, welcome to Road to 30 podcast, where we just talk about the things that we experience on our Road to 30.
Yes. I want to, first of all, like, apologize. There was somebody that was supposed to respond to that sent us a message on the forums personally. And the plan was to respond this week. But this week, as I mentioned earlier, was just not it. But I will respond.
Okay.
Or Isaac will respond. One of us will respond.
No problems. I didn't say it.
This coming week.
Yeah. Also, we are doing the Lord's work. Remember the person that wrote in last week? I reached out to them.
Wrote in about where? Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
So we're doing the Lord's work on this podcast. I'm really happy. I brought a smile to people's faces.
Aww.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so I think we have like two actually. That
Hit
was
me.
Three. All right. So this is from a lady, a woman, who says, "Hello, I saw Hello Traveler and first giggled because I was going to start with how I am in a different time zone.
Oh, okay.
And on Sunday, I was thinking the episode wouldn't be out yet, but when I checked and it was, God knows in that moment, all was good in the world again. Thank you. Anyways, hi, guys. That
Hello.
Sounds so Isaac.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are doing just fine. We're trying. Once again, thank you for always coming through the episodes. Thank you. You make a good number of us happy. I'm sure. I said I was going to write after the old The Plug episode. That episode. That person that wrote that. I don't even want to start laughing again because I think
that was one of the funniest things I've heard
bruh,
on this podcast.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't even know why it was just so funny, but it just is. Like, it just is. I feel like the person was just laughing as they said. Like, I just that person is a cruise person, just know for sure.
Anyway.
I said I was going to write after the old The Plug episode because too many things resonated with me. Firstly, I was relating to one person's story just for him to say he's 20 years old. And then I was like, at my big age, no, now, don't say it like that. It's not, we are all here to help each other.
Yeah.
Why am I still relating to this kind of stories? Clean tears. I'll be turning 30 in a few months.
Oh, wow.
So I don't even know if my road to 30 has now come to an end. Well, it's about
it's
to.
It's a mindset.
It's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, of something new. I just know the thought of it kind of scares me for various reasons.
Mm.
Dolly's last statement about being emotional and logical too. I know I'm easily influenced and it's a part of myself I'm trying to change because I had always seen it from Dolly's POV. Then one time, one of my friends explained it in a different way and I take him as quite knowledgeable. Now, so I switched places to the extent I started getting angry at myself if I felt I couldn't handle a situation logically, but only emotionally. Anyways, we live and we learn. It is one thing to go to school. It's another thing to be well-educated and knowledgeable. And the way you guys analyze situations, one would know. That's why when we people complain about podcasts, I keep telling them, Road to 30 is out here doing the Lord's work. I'm really sorry for the long. You guys should never apologize. I don't have any problem with this. So I won't even lie.
Yeah.
I hope mine isn't worse than the other day. Lastly, I would like to say that I pray whatever you guys want from the pod, you get it and more.
G-Wagon. G-Wagon is
love you guys. Thank you.
I'll have a half yellow G-Wagon that says Road to 30 as a plate.
I feel you.
It would be nice, like half yellow, half black.
That would be nice.
Or maybe all black with yellow interior.
Okay.
But yeah,
so
thank you.
I think you would also want an email, so we'll send you an email as well. But thank you so much for what you said. And yeah, like that's one of the reasons why it was important I spoke about that thing about like being emotional. like how we're emotional people, because when people always say stuff like think about it logically, like it almost sometimes people say it in like a very condescending manner, like,
yeah.
Oh, like, you are such an like put your emotions aside, and the truth is that none of us do.
What's wrong with you? Put your emotions aside.
Thank you. None of us do.
You're so emotional. Cannot even just reason.
Like,
sorry,
do you understand?
That was personal.
You know, but the truth is that we're emotional people, and when you're acting out, everybody acts out from a place of emotion. It just depends on what emotion that person is acting out from.
True.
People always think emotional to be like, oh, delirious and like just something loud. But there are different types of emotions. Mm. So many, a vast number. And at each point, we're acting from those parts. Even when a person is acting from a place of being numb, that's an emotion.
Yeah, true, it's true.
Numbness is an emotion, so... But one, our advice is that I've noticed something that I'm trying to work on, and that is try not to act out from a place of fear. When you act out from a place of fear, you can do very dangerous things. I've been studying about it, not just even irrational, but dangerous, like actually dangerous.
Yeah, it's primal now. It's like acting out of lust. There are some emotions that you need to be very careful of.
very careful of. So like I'm trying to work on this because I know that when I get very, and that was something that happened to me a lot this week as well, being fearful and overwhelmed, I was kind of like acting out from those places, and it wasn't very pretty. And I've been trying to, like, I was not being reminded of something I had studied, you know. I was studying the book of Exodus, and I was seeing that Pharaoh, in enslaving the people, was acting out from a place of fear. They all came from a place of fear. These people will become greater than us.
Yeah, but that one is normal now. When you're afraid of something, you try to, you know.
Still fear. And like, you can see how one can do dangerous stuff with that. You know. So be careful. Try not to act from a place of fear, because it can make you do not just irrational things, as Isaac said, but just very dangerous things.
Speaking of this thing, though, I finished Billions this week. Top tier show.
It's like that was like the series finale.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
how many seasons?
Seven. Top three shows in the last 10 years. I dare anybody to challenge me in the last 10 years. That's top three shows. But anyway, there was a conversation. There was a conversation where Taylor was talking to Axe and...
don't spoil it for me now, because now you want me to watch it.
No, you won't get it. The aim of the conversation was just like, they were talking about hate and how hate is an endless source of energy if you channel it properly, right? Like, hate is an endless source. And it really made me think about it. There are some things I hate, one of which is stress. And one of the reasons why I believe I work at least as hard as I do right now is because I particularly love comfort, right? I hate anything that stresses me, like even to the point where if I have to sweat, I hate it. And it's just, you know, for context, hate is just an endless source of energy. So yeah, I just thought to mention.
Yeah.
All right, hit me. Okay. What's the next one?
So the next one says... It's from a lady as well, a woman, who says, before I start...
Can you differentiate between a woman and a girl and a lady? Like, when is the right time to use each of those?
I mean, I don't know.
Because, like, you say it sometimes, they're like, oh, it's from a lady or it's from a woman. And I'm like, how do you
I think
know?
It's just... Yeah, I just say it interchangeably. But let me tell you, I was looking at myself in the mirror yesterday.
Did you feel like a woman or a girl?
I said, bro. I just looked at myself. I said, bro. I'm about 28. I say, I'm not a girl again. No, like it was even just so. I don't even look like it again. I look like a full woman.
Nah, I was very upset.
I didn't know how to feel about that. I was just damn.
Someone told me recently that I look mature, and I didn't know how to take it. I did not know how to take it,
bro.
So, my God, your face looks more mature. I'm like, no,
guy. Like I am a woman. Like I was just like, what? You know, when I was still 18, now that I'm 18, is still 18 is young, it's super young to me now. Now that I think about it, then
I'm so upset about how we felt,
bruh.
God.
And then 21, you're still like, I'm still a baby girl. Oh, but I don't be baby girl again. I just. Like I don't even know. That yesterday, as I looked at myself, I said, who will look at me now? And not be saying good afternoon, ma.
I told you about the guy that greeted me in my estate now. And I didn't know how to react to it. Because I looked after no son. I looked back like, who the hell are you talking to, bro?
Omo. Anyway, this person said, before I start, Isaac, don't laugh. So you are ready.
I'm sorry. I'm already laughing.
See, let me tell you, say hello, Dolly, my love. And Isaac, get your love from your laughter.
This is a hater.
The last PCM motivated me to send it. I'm not sure what PCM is, but okay. See, I'm tired of PH, and I've been saying for the longest that I want to serve in Lagos because I feel there are more opportunities here. Because I work in the media space, I'm an OAP,
presenter
and event host.
Okay.
So that's how service time reached, and I decided to get a plug for Lagos State on for Lagos State too.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night reach. Please follow me. Ask why I saw Sokoto. Sokoto, sorry.
Wait.
Guys.
Wait.
She wanted to serve in Lagos. They sent her to
And Sokoto. She got a plug. She got a plug for Lagos State.
I don't know which plugs you guys have.
For Lagos State. Sunday night, please follow me. Ask why I saw Sokoto on the column later. Even if Steve made me say Sokoto, I was already talking trousers. me, I just started laughing. You know, I sure didn't go with this time because don't make me go Sokoto.
Nah, man, that, do you know how hot that place is?
Sokoto is hot. Where is Sokoto again?
It's
Middle Belt.
No, Northwest. Is the last state on the Northwest. I believe it borders Kebbi and somewhere else. Yeah, so it's there.
Sokoto.
It's how so do you pronounce hot, it? It's so
Sokoto.
Dry.
Sokoto. Sokoto. I'm just thinking of Sokoto.
They should produce the Speaker of the House before. Yeah, so I think he's even in the Senate now, Seth Tambuo. Yeah, Sokoto State. It's very hot, very dry, apparently. Yeah.
Shout out to all that people, Sokoto.
I don't think they listen.
Stop it. Stop
I'm
it.
I'm very sure there's no Spotify heat map.
Isaac. But somebody can be from Sokoto now and it's, not be...
I mean, Sokoto is one of those states that narrowly escapes that money laundering
thing.
Yeah. Because at least there's something you shan't know is there. You shan't know is there.
Me, I've come to Lagos and I've paid my friends legit plug for Lagos.
Okay.
So please, I need a media company that pays their coppers in Lagos.
Okay.
If they offer accommodation, I'm already there. Edjo, no be me go go so good. Better not have to say it again. Now, we heard that they kidnapped people that were going to Sokoto.
As in coppers?
It would not be well with the people that were encouraging me to go.
Damn.
Ha, because I don't want to explore anything. Please, I need help.
Actually, no, in fairness, yeah.
Media companies.
It is also far, that Sokoto place, though.
That's just, like, Nigeria.
Good. Yeah. Anyway,
not being able to like go to like all
but I think
places.
They have an airport though.
Do they?
I think they do. I think they do. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So if you guys know any media companies in Lagos that can help our dearest copper. If you also know a tech company in Ogun State for the previous copper that messaged us, please you guys. Ejo, reach out to us now. I'll really appreciate it. We will really appreciate it. Like, we want to be able to help ourselves. So, if you know a company and there's a media company, like she said, she's looking for accommodation as well. So, if there's accommodation on top, that would be really nice.
Sorry, I'm trying to look at Sokoto. Okay, yeah, it borders, I think it's Niger. Yeah, or is it Chad?
Chad K.
Yeah. No, you know when I was serving in what's it called in Katsina? Katsina borders what's that place now? Katsina borders what's that place? Niger. So like from the camp, apparently it's like a 20-minute drive and you enter Niger. Yeah. And somebody was shouting, close the borders. How many do you know that you're closing? people just they deceive themselves in Asurok. But yeah, Shas, I think Sokoto borders, I don't know, I can't see it. Yeah, Niger. And there's a small part that borders Benin as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a very far place, Shas. Actually, I know it's hot. Sorry, it borders Togo. No, not Togo. Benin Republic, rather. But yeah,
lessons,
random lessons.
Okay, yeah. Well. Okay.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you. Thank you for your message.
Yeah. So my AP for the week, before we go further, this one is, where is it? I wrote this one down somewhere. Let's see. All right, guys. So we're getting into the end of the year. And I want you guys to dead the comparison mindset, okay? Because you have to live life at your own pace and find joy in celebrating others. Now, that last part is very important, right? Because it's not the easiest thing to do, but I really want you guys to find joy in celebrating other people while waiting for your turn. It's very difficult to clap for someone else on stage for something that you also want. But please, please, please try to, okay? So that you can dead that comparison. Don't worry. Not everybody has it the way you think they do. Just try to focus on what's good for you and celebrate others while they're on stage. Yeah, that's the one for this week.
Yeah.
You good?
I'm good. Okay. So,
do you want to go first or should I go first? Because I have something on my mind.
Okay, you go.
Let me go first. Okay, so I want to talk about something today, guys, and that is this whole concept of self-pity and mental masturbation. Now, what do I mean by mental masturbation, right? You know, sometimes you sit back and you think to yourself, oh my God, I would be so much better if I did. Oh my God, imagine who I would be if I went to the gym. Or, oh my God, imagine how much more I'll be able to achieve if I start waking up at 5 a.m. Oh my God, imagine how much money I would make if I learn coding. And then you're in this loop where you're constantly telling yourself all the amazing things that you'd be able to do if only you were able to, you know, do something. And then rather than doing something, you get caught up in the thoughts and the dreams and the imaginations of how well your life would be, how beautiful everything would be, how fantastic it would be. I mean, the most basic one is really that gym thing. For instance, like, oh my God, imagine my body if I went to the gym. Or imagine how much I would have written, or maybe how many books I would have published if I started writing or something. So here's my thing. Why do we do that? Why do we find ourselves doing that?
Comparing ourselves.
No, not comparing ourselves. Like
wishing
if
we were.
Like, not even just wishing if we were, just stuck in this cycle of imagine how much I would be able to do if I imagine where I would be if I. It's something I don't get why we do, right? Because I think it then sort of goes into this self-pity kind of thing where it's like, ah, if only, you know?
Yeah.
And rather than actually breaking that cycle and taking action, we're now constantly, you know, like giving ourselves like fake dopamine hits of imaginations while at the same time thinking, man, I wish I could, or man, imagine if I could. I don't know, it's a very weird thing, a very weird space.
Yeah,
right? Because what led to this was I was talking with someone and I just halfway through the conversation I just caught us doing that. Like, oh my God, imagine where we would be if we had. Oh, imagine what we'd do if we did. Or imagine how much money we'd have if we had taken this opportunity. And I was like, this is like a wishful kind of conversation.
Yeah.
And then nothing is coming out of this. There's no action. There's nothing. But we're just stuck in this cycle.
Of just...
Yeah. And I think to an extent, right, on a bigger scale, Nigeria does that. Where people constantly think, imagine where we would be if we had good leaders. Imagine what we'd do if we voted right. Imagine we're the giant of Africa. We have so much oil. We have so much this. We have so much that. Where would we be if we just, and then we're stuck in this idea that if we just did something, we would be better without actually doing anything. It's something, you know. Before I even say my other thoughts, well, yeah, what do you think?
I think it's generally like a human type of experience that we shouldn't like get used to. So I feel like people do those things. There are a bunch of reasons why these things happen. One, like we sometimes are able to, it's easier for us sometimes to look out and see how beneficial the lives of others are, like how their own life is going, than to look and see how ours would be. I think we don't realize how much of the stuff that we go through and our environment and everything, how much they make us who we are, you know. And because of that, like, that's why it's so easy to say, oh, if I was born an Otedola or whatever, maybe I would do this or do that or don't do this or do that. Like, meanwhile, if you were born, you might not even do shit. Like, you might probably be... Maybe what if you are bad at actually managing that money and you're like the black sheep of the family that everybody just... Like, I'm not saying that, but you know what I mean. Like, there are all these things that we want to try and wish and see, like, maybe if this pathway to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's one. I think also sometimes, like when you said about, like, not doing stuff, but just wishing, I think that we spend too much time. We waste a lot of time when we do that. It's just a waste of time.
Yeah.
Like, instead of dwelling on it, just do it. And if you can't do it, just...
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point in going round and round in your head. Because the thing is that you don't know where a path would lead.
Very
true. Do you understand?
You honestly
don't know. So the only way for you to really know is to take it.
Very
true. If you don't take it, you know, sometimes it's human to wonder.
Yeah.
Like, what could have happened if you took that path? What could have happened if I married that person?
Yeah, imagine all those years ago we went to Canada, not the UK. Oh my God.
Right, like one can think like, oh, did I make the right choice going to the UK as opposed to going to Canada or whatever? But so many things have come out from being in that place than being here, you know. So many people in my life that wouldn't have been if I went to the other side. Do you understand?
Infinite possibilities.
Yeah, there are so many things that could happen. So the only thing is that right now, you decide what you want with your life.
Yeah.
So instead of looking back, forget the things of old and move forward, you know. Yeah. So if there's something you want to do now, do it.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually, because for me, I was just thinking, like, it's actually a very, very common thing that people do. Mm. Like, and I saw it in a TED talk, so I really just like the term mental masturbation. It's almost like, yeah, I've not done it yet, but let me sit down and imagine for an hour if I have. Mm-hmm. And let me just live in that as though. And then when you're done with all those imaginations, you now come down and you're like, well, you know, I don't feel do anything, Sha, or you just have this resignation to life, and it's not good. So if you're going through this, Sha, because I think it's very normal for people our age now, right, where you're just constantly thinking how much you would have been able to do, for instance, if you are jackpot, or if you already work out. Like, the really good example is just that gym one, where it's like, ah, man, imagine, like, listen here, imagine how much my body would bang if I actually started working out. And the thing is, the key to all that is actually to just do something. As opposed to constantly wishing that, this, or constantly imagining, just actually do something. Start, even if it's just one step. I can't remember who I saw that said, like, oh, before he started the gym, he was walking to the gym. He just wanted to get used to going there, touching stuff, and then leaving. Just getting his body to be like, yeah, you know, we can actually go and work out before he actually signed up. And then he started small. He signed up and he was just making sure that he went. And then before you know, he started lifting and so and so and so. So what I'm just trying to say is, like, no matter how small, right, instead of wishing and imagining and wondering how well your life would be if you did something, just do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just start. I know we're getting to the end of the year and all that, and I don't mean to sound like all these motivational speakers, but really and truly, it's not too late, right? Just start something. That thing that you always wanted to do, just start. And again, I think some people try to do, like, instead of starting small, everybody wants to start big, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've not done anything. Excuse me. You've not done anything in a long time. And all of a sudden now, you want to start waking up early, going to the gym, writing and journaling all at once. And at the same time, you want to switch your diet. It's like, bro, that's a lot to do, right? So sometimes just pace yourself. Just actually start. No matter how small the thing is, just, you know, start and stop wishing. And stop getting lost in your imagination as to how good your life would be. Just start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one thing I wanted to get off my chest.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with everything Isaac said. And there's something that, like, that Isaac said actually a while ago that has stuck in my head.
What?
Every time I keep on saying that thing, I keep on thinking about that thing. It makes me laugh, but it's actually true words. Like, listen, Isaac said, told me one time that he saw something somewhere that said that you have to be okay being cringe or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For content.
For your content.
Yeah, you have to be okay with being cringe.
I said, you know what? That thing stayed in my mind because it's true. Like, I think one of the reasons why sometimes it's harder to start things is just because, like, it just feels so uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
And so out of place.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the reasons why I have, there are some things that I have not done. It's one of the reasons why I almost didn't start a podcast.
Oh, yeah, that one, facts, like.
Because, like, it's just so.
You know how much I hated my voice?
Listen, let me tell you, I even have secondhand embarrassment. So sometimes, like, I was seeing some auditions. And these people are just out here
doing their
working. Like, they're trying to get a gig. Mm-hmm. And they're really putting themselves out there. And I'm like, wow, you guys are strong.
Let me tell you something that happened to me. You know what? Finish.
Yeah, because I'm like, bro, I don't know if I could. But the truth is that from that, you get opportunities and you grow. And again, when you are getting used to it, like how we've gotten so used to recording, it doesn't even feel like that anymore. And then look at you, you now have something that you can say, okay. So I just say that to say that that stuff, Isaac said, was so funny, but it's the truth. Like, with anything that you want to do, you just have to just be willing to, like, just go all in. Because
being cringe at the initial,
you just have to be okay with it, so that you don't battle yourself with the had I known
of
it all. So, yeah, what did you want to say?
I was watching back my YouTube video, right? And I did, like, I was watching it and I was like, guys, shut up. Like, because so I dropped one video recently, right, where I was just like making like flavored water recipes and stuff, and I was watching it back on the TV, and I'm like, first of all, this is what people all over the world, when they do start to see, to see people that you don't know, this is what
they are seeing.
This is who they are seeing. And you know, I like, obviously when we started, I used to talk about not liking my voice. Now I am getting used to actually, no, not even my voice, seeing myself talk.
That's
an entirely different one.
Yeah, that's different.
I didn't know I hated it until recently. Like, I'm like, okay, I've gotten over my voice. But now I'm looking at myself and I'm like, bro, shut up. Like,
guy.
But at the same time, I'm like, I know that I'm just doing this to be able to show that I can, just to do it for myself. So it's going to take some time. But again, it's cringe now.
It's cringe, step, and it's step by step.
Step by step, you know, right? You just keep doing it.
You get used to it. And when the money is coming in, nobody's going to.
Yeah, because, you know, also for the longest time, I had been telling you I wanted to create content, but I'm just always there like, what?
Cringe.
Yeah, it's cringe because I'm
like. You must be like.
Yeah, now I'm a ShopRite carrying my camera. And And you know what is mad? I saw somebody that said something. The person was like that, one of the reasons why we judge other people for doing things, it's because deeply we want to do it, but we can't, right? So because we know that we can't, when we see other people doing it, we're like, what gives you the right to do it when I can't do it?
You know what?
Right? And it's because now when I see content creators at the mall and stuff, I'm more open to it. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I know what this took. But before, I used to look at it like, ugh.
Oh my God,
and that camera in my face. Man, but now, even when I carry my camera out in public, I'm like, oh, okay. It's really not that deep. And really, actually, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah,
it's all
cares.
Just in your head.
Nobody cares. Like,
well, yeah, man.
And even the ones that might maybe give, they will forget about it. Like
within the next 30 seconds. As well.
And speaking of, like, being upset with people for what we can't, like, I've noticed something, you guys, and this is very, very bad behavior from all of us. Let me just say this. I've realized
I
that
already.
When people see a person who is, I don't know, maybe living their life very differently from yours. And I'm trying to say this in a way that, because I'm not trying to, there is something I'm trying to get to that I don't want it to be misunderstood.
Okay.
So I'll give an example, maybe just to really buttress my point.
Okay.
So this food reviewer on TikTok and on Instagram, Keith Lee, I like him a lot. Like, I just like him a lot. I feel like he radiates like great energy. I feel like he's a positive person. I don't think he's out here looking for trouble, and I think he's just being himself and just trying to make content. I think that he's a person that has integrity. So when I see sometimes some people just come and they're just saying like all manners of things like to him that doesn't even have any proper roots. And I wonder, like, why would somebody like say those type of things? Like, and I realize that it's because for whatever reason, maybe he makes you feel bad about yourself.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Maybe he, because of the kind of person that he is, like, you think that he's, like, you know, when some people will say, like, this is another example, and this is usually said as jokes.
Yeah.
Right. But let's just say, like, you see somebody who returned money that maybe, like, let's say, like, an Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
Return money that maybe was left in their Uber. Let's just say it's a big amount of money. And you now see people saying, man, that person is so dumb. Why will you return? But like, why is it, why does that person have to be dumb though? Because you would not return. Like, I feel like sometimes we throw stones at people that don't, that are not, I mean, that, I don't know, that kind of like, I don't know how to express what I'm trying to say, but do you understand what, well, what I mean?
I think I get you.
I think we do it a lot. I've noticed it. Like, we try to, I think it's a human thing.
So this is the thing where we try to like...
We try to bring people down to our own level.
Yeah, we try to make sure that people live life within what's comfortable for us.
Yes.
Right? It's like, I was giving an example earlier about like, there are some people who I see who are plus size and confident. And then you look at the hate that they get and the comments, and the comments are more from the place of what gives you the right to be this confident.
Yeah, like, right? You would,
it's
know,
like, why is it you, like, what, right, what, why, how dare you be this?
You know those comments, like, when you see
yeah
them, it's like there is a condescending tone.
Exactly,
to it,
it's almost like, how like, dare you,
yeah,
I mean,
like,
I know I can't
how
do
can
it
you be like this.
Yeah.
And another example I was saying Isaac about earlier was about when, like, you see a person who is like, let's say, a virgin in today's day and time, and then you just hear all manners of, oh, ah, now what for you? Who is doing, who does that at your big age? Let's say you hear, you see a person like, old, much older, at your big age, man. Like, I feel like sometimes you just want to, like, make this person, because this person is not doing what is so normalized to you,
You automatically
project, like, are upset.
Yes, like, how dare you?
Like, how
are you
dare
serious?
You? How dare you?
The whole world is having sex, and now
a,
you want
a
to
whole
be
world, yes, the whole world is having sex, and somehow
you think you're,
you think that like you're yes,
think
that's
that you're
it.
Better than
the person can just say, this is what I am, and instantly you already say, oh, you think you're better than him.
Yeah.
You think you're better.
You know, the one I get now is because I don't drink. I get that now.
Really? Do
yeah,
you
in
now?
Conversations, like, when you're in, like, new conversations, and you're like, hey, oh, let's go out for drinks. Like, oh, no, I don't drink, but I can have a mocktail. And next thing is like, oh, okay. All right. And then you're looking at it, it's like, bro, calm
it's
down.
Not that, like, I just said,
it has nothing to
not
do
that
with
that
you. And again, just like with the plus size example, it's one of those things. Or when you see creators who, they don't have the most, what's the word to use now? Like, let me use voice, right? Sometimes you listen to some people's voiceovers and you're like, right, like, you see in the comments where people are talking and they're like, like, what's this, blah, blah, blah. But really and truly, it's like, this person is in their own lane doing their own thing. Why do you have a problem with it? Because you perceive that they shouldn't be doing this because you don't think you would do it if you were in that position. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, you already mentally think like, well, knowing that this is what I have, I should not be able to do this. But when you see somebody else doing it, you're like, what gives you the right to do it, right? Like, if you look at some finance content creators, you're looking at them and, like, you see in the comments sometimes people are hating, like, oh, what do you even know about this topic, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, let the person start somewhere. As long as they're not, like, misleading you, they don't have to be, like, chartered accountants to talk about this kind of thing.
Oh, you yes. Get, like, when someone is trying to make you feel small.
Yeah, like, well, like you see constantly where people are like, you shouldn't have the right to do this because,
right,
you know,
it's so, like, it's very weird. And I say this, like, for all of us, because I don't want to act like, I've never done it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We've all done it.
We've all done it. But I think it's not a good thing at all.
Mm.
It's not, it's just not good vibes. Like, it's bad behavior, is hitting.
You know, I did this recently.
Mm.
Let me share my story. You know, Lagos Fashion Week just ended.
Mm.
Yeah. Look at you say,
I didn't know.
Yeah, but it just ended, right? And I was following it through one of my followers.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see a new, like, a new designer, I'll go and, like, check their page and check their website and look at their prices, right? And I saw that a lot of these designers are fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking $400, $300, self-regis type of price.
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was, what gives you guys the right? Are you not Nigerian creators? Why are you pricing so high? That was what came to my head initially. And I almost started to look at it like, it's not even that nice. Like, what are you guys doing? Why is it so expensive? But then the more I looked at it, like the longer I spent on the site, I was like, come on. This stuff is actually like... And then I had to reframe my mindset. Like, listen, you're perceiving this... it this way because you just think that as a Nigerian you should not be that
shouldn't
be pricing that high.
Yeah.
But when you look at people who believe in the quality of what they are doing, like brother, like I saw somebody that is, I saw a lot of them that actually are listed with Selfridges. And I'm like, I won't lie to you, I see it. I respect this. But initially I didn't. Initially I was like, ugh, another fashion person in Nigeria trying to price in pounds.
Yeah.
But then the more I looked at their stuff, I was like, look you, I mean most of these other designers no do past this, in fairness, and you guys are you deserve it. So
and
yeah, that was my
like,
example.
A lot of those designers now, they are not just like they are kind of like global in
exactly
sense. Like,
exactly
you have certain celebrities even wearing
exactly
like, their outfits.
In my head before I registered that, I was just looking at like, is under Nigerian, like what gives you the right to price?
I mean, don't get me wrong, go let me not even lie, there are some places that don't have like that kind of like track record that when I see, I mean,
prices.
I won't like insult you for it. I'll just,
just
be like,
close your eyes and walk away.
I'll just be like, okay. Like, and it's not even just Nigerian. Like, there's this, let me give you an example. You guys know I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. There's this woman on the show called Sheree. Sheree has like this brand, let me just first of all say this brand name called She by Sheree, which was one of the most popular brand names that never, well, it is now, but
okay.
It never was for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a nice, oh, She by Sheree, nice. This is like since 15 years ago. Start business, wahala. Like, the woman is just really, like, I don't even know. She has issues. Like, just put it that way. Finally, she said she was coming out, like, with this, like, fitness line or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I don't know, the way she has gone about it all is just so weird. I think people know that she went to go and get, like, you know how they go and you get, like, maybe all these, maybe, like, AliExpress or whatever you buy it and then you brand them, which is fine, people do that. But the problem that it's fine, people do it, do you understand? It happens. The issue now becomes when you just go and like exponent, like the price point is so ridiculous.
Now this is my problem with
it, is
Instagram
so
vendors.
Ridiculous.
You know when people buy stick, like let me use my former sticker business, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking in the like on Instagram for other people that sell stickers, right? Bear in mind, like I used to source mine from Canada, right? But I noticed that you can source it from China and it was cheaper, right? And then I saw a set from China and I saw what an Instagram vendor was selling it for, and I'm like, for fuck's sake. Like, try. Like, it was almost times 100 of the price. I shit you not. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I get you're trying to make money,
but
the quality and like, try for us at least. But yeah, that's
yeah,
the
like,
that thing where people just...
That thing was so irritating. And I tell you why it was even just so irritating to us, the viewers. Even though me, I wasn't like going to be able to buy from here anyway.
Mm.
But I think it was just more irritating because it just felt like you're not even trying... Like, you know the audience that that watches, right? It seems like you're trying to align yourself with a certain...
class,
caliber of things that it's not even is your, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not even what your business does. Like, imagine Rihanna came out, like, which if Rihanna did that now, it might even be like, okay, it's Rihanna because she is already like this. But imagine if Rihanna was selling like her foundation for like $100. Or like $200.
I don't know much about foundation. Is that a lot or is that small?
That's too much. Like, like normal, like you can get like MAC, for example, will sell their foundation. I can't remember last time I bought it, but let's say you see like within £30, 30 something pounds. Maybe Lancome will be like what something, I don't know. Rihanna's one is like maybe 35.
What's her own code?
Fenty.
Okay, okay.
Rihanna's one is maybe like 35 or like something. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It makes sense. But when people, especially because people already know how she came out with her line, not Rihanna, but this shirt. Like, people already know what it is.
It just feels like she's trying to do the most by going that far.
Trying to do, like, and then the customer service is now bad. Like, everything surrounding it is not great. And you can tell that the business is not making money. Because she's always been, like, one of those wanting to, like, fit into, like, this
high class.
You know, so anyway, just to say that
customers can smell bullshit.
I like, I don't mind people like pricing themselves at what they believe like they are worth, but you know, it's very easy for your customer to be able to, like, when there's like a certain like track record, like a certain quality to it. Do you get, like, I don't expect, if I'm buying something of like £100 dress, I don't expect it to just rip. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Of course, of course, of course. Cheap quality.
Do you understand? Yeah. And speaking of that, one of the things I wanted to talk about was customer service.
Let's go into that, please.
Yes.
Because some people don't know how to handle criticism.
People don't know how to handle criticism.
Even when they know they are bad. Businesses don't know how to handle criticism. Especially in this part of the world.
Yes. And like, one of the things that irks me a lot in Nigeria generally is just customer service and the like. I had like a major, like, anyway, let me not put them on blast. But anyway,
you know,
I had
put
like
one brand on blast before where you bought a dress that didn't come on time. Remember that story? But let's not go into that.
I still give her like a certain level of grace because, and I don't think I even mentioned her Kenya at the time, because I gave her a certain level of grace because even though she really messed, like, it was annoying. I hate that lack of that thing vexes me so much. But I mean, she tried her best to explain everything that went wrong, and I guess I could appreciate
you
that.
You know, this is why till today I still don't. I find it very hard to buy from Instagram vendors, clothes especially. I've been trying to change my wardrobe recently, and I see people wearing stuff, and then I ask them, I'm like, oh, where'd you get this? They send the vendor. And then I look at the vendor, I'm like, okay, 10,000 followers, only 2 likes.
You know, the best thing you can always do? You can always, I don't like that thing either, because don't buy followers.
It worries me a bit.
Always look, I always try, one of the things I try to look out for, at least to help me, is to make sure that they have like a shop address.
True that.
But yeah, like, speaking of customer service irks me in this part of the world. I feel like people don't take the, I don't like that. It's like people don't take like the things of their customers seriously. They treat their customers anyhow. And if your customer is giving you like feedback, why is it that a lot of Nigerians like to translate it into
attack?
Oh, you're tearing this business down,
i.e. what's currently going on in social media.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, this young lady that went to this restaurant in, where was it again? Ikeja,
it's on the mainland.
And she gave her opinion, and it became more about
hating
than it was about the opinion, which I didn't really get, because I personally believe if I bring my resources to you for a service, I am 100% entitled to my opinion.
Absolutely.
Now, it's very different if I do genuinely go out to bash, which rarely ever happens. If I go out and I say my experience and it turns out that you perceive that as a bash, I don't think you should be in business.
Absolutely not. Like, we've seen it a lot of
times. Yeah, like, do you just want to get praises all the time?
I think so. And I don't understand that. Like, you should be, as a business, you should want to receive feedback so that it can only help you get better.
Yeah.
Like, it should not be, it should not only ever be perceived as an attack. Nigerians will take, some Nigerian businesses will take, like, the review, it might not even be scathing like that. But they would take that one to be, oh, she's attacking me. Mm. Oh, he's trying to tear down my business. Oh, you don't know how hard it is. And I'm just like,
nobody gives a shit how hard
no
it is.
No one cares.
Do rich like, right.
When you do a business, do it well. Because what I don't like the lack of empathy for me annoys me. If a person is coming and spending their money, like they want to receive a good experience and a good service.
Least.
And yes, sometimes as a business you can have bad days where maybe it's not working out well. Things are not, you know, like maybe that particular, maybe you couldn't deliver the way you expected them to or whatever. Yeah. In that situation, like apologize, say
that's
something. Don't come out and start attacking the individual because that thing turns me off so much. I would not patronize your business.
No, actually,
if I see you come out and you are coming out to bash like a person that has reviewed your, you can tell when a person is like hating. And how do you tell a person is hating? Where like, every like I don't know how to explain it. You can just tell.
The
it's like there's no basis.
Yeah, the delivery
for
is always it. You can always tell a hater.
Yeah, you can tell when something when there's no basis for it.
Yeah.
Like when there is no real anything, and you know, or maybe there are receipts to show that that wasn't the case or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Or when someone is just trying to.
Or when someone is saying this is how my experience that at this.
Now you see, this
business.
Is the thing. When somebody says this is how my experience was, and people try to. Shut them
shut
off. It irritates me so much. Like I came to your restaurant, I spent 45,000 naira, for instance, and your rice was late, your staff did not talk to me right, the chicken was cold, and I left. How can you now tell me that I should shut up because like
I'm
ruining
your business?
How?
Down.
Is that not what happened
when
to me?
You were the one that brought the that were you were tearing your own business down
like
when you said
I went,
nonsense.
It's so bad. I went for a dinner with Dotsu. My friend, right? And we went to this Chinese restaurant. I don't want to mention names. And first of all, the food came out too quick. We ordered spring... It was starter. So we ordered spring rolls and some... what do you call these things?
Butterfly prawns.
No, not even that one. This one was pork chops.
Okay.
And it came out too quick. It came out too quick. Like, I can't order pork chops at 8:10 and I'm having pork chops in front of me at 8:15. Like, it doesn't... I know it's not fresh. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, make the effort, right? And it came and we tasted it. It was hot on the outside, cold on the inside. And I can't do this instantly. And me, I'm very sensitive. I already don't like eating outside anymore. And I bit into that and I was like, this has ruined my whole fucking night now because I can't do anything again.
Yeah.
So I just had to leave it. And... I mean, customer service was good and all that, but that was my experience. I paid for that.
Yeah.
And it was very
absolutely.
Bad. So are you telling me if I go out now and I tweet that and I ask
will
the person,
oh, yeah,
I'll say
they
I'm
will say that you're trying
business.
To tear down their business.
I mean, how now? If your service is bad, right? And this is my issue with hotels. Sometimes I go into hotels or fancy establishments and the staff don't smell so nice. That's bad customer service.
Mm.
You should work on that. If I come out and say that, listen, obviously now this is where we can now talk about hits. And if I come out and say, oh, your staff stink, that's bad. But if I come out and say, oh, I didn't have a nice experience because I didn't like the odor and all those kind of things, that is constructive. How am I tearing down your business?
I don't know. I think people just, and people will say stuff like, hey, but you can, if you can do it. Like, that argument makes zero sense to me. It makes zero sense.
If you do am.
Like, yes, there that argument could come up for certain things.
Such as what, even?
Like...
I struggle to see how that can be relevant.
Like, I don't know, maybe if someone is like... I don't know. There are some times where that can apply.
Fair.
I can't think of it.
Okay.
I can't think of, like, an example. But... when a person is saying this was my I'm not opening up a restaurant because I don't want to open up a restaurant.
I don't know how to
I cannot do it. You're right. Which is why I'm not doing it.
But, it doesn't
but
mean
if
I
I'm
can't
going
criticize.
To the one that they said that they can do it,
then they should do it well.
Then I should be able to say that this is what I experienced at this place.
Yeah, even,
do you understand?
Yeah, even at
I should
the
be
park,
able to say that.
Even at the park, right? When we started initially, like sometimes I would go around and ask people, like, what do you think we can do better? Blah blah blah. And they'd be like, oh. You know, I don't like the way your staff spoke to me or the whole ticketing process took too long and blah, blah, blah. I remember during Children's Day, there was this lady, I think she was running, her child was running around and fell or something and she was threatening to make an Instagram video and all that. And I was looking at her and I was like, even if you're going to do that, at least say what happened, mm-hmm. right? Don't just paint it the wrong way. But then eventually we spoke and we resolved the whole issue. And I could tell as a business owner that it doesn't matter how what I feel. If somebody comes here and they didn't have a good time, that's what matters to me.
Yes,
right? Because they will go out and they will say that. So if I approach it all the time and think, why would you say that? You're going to ruin
right.
my business.
Right, or they're being like, rude. It's just, come on. Like, that doesn't make... Like, I think when people put themselves in a position of, like, empathy and understanding... Like, I remember there was a resort that opened recently. I can't remember the name of the resort. Yes. It looks very nice. I mean, I guess the brand apologized to the person. I think it was in Lagos. And there was a girl who went there to spend her birthday. And it just did not go well at all. Like, I think, like, in the pool, whether there was something that looked like
a
crab or something. I don't even know. Or something like that. Like, the whole day was just really bad for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was upsetting.
Yeah.
And, of course, she came and she said, like, how she felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the person that owns the business is a, like, some kind of influencer or whatever.
Ooh.
And so some people were now saying, you know, just give her grace. She just can't cook and come. Now, from my understanding, the way the business reacted to this customer, they took the right route, from my understanding. But which is always the best thing to do. But of course, you always have Nigerians that say, oh, but can you call? You can't, everything cannot be good. If you tolerate mediocrity, you will not enjoy it. Like, now, me, I know certain places not to go to. I would always speak highly of places that, like, I enjoy their service and enjoy their food. Because we can praise them. We can also say, okay, this is something that they could have done better. There are a lot of businesses that will still survive today if they could only take, like, constructive criticism and apply it.
Yeah, I agree with
you
that.
You know? So, please, don't always just assume that everything is just about tearing down a business. Yes, I would say that when the person is reviewing, they could be more...
objective?
Not objective, but maybe some people...
Constructive.
Yes, constructive. Maybe not just saying, like, a lot of, like, hateful,
of course.
Words and everything. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, people do have feelings. And I can imagine that business owners are also sensitive about
what they are.
So I definitely, like, I understand that. But if this thing is constructive and a person is giving you the reasons why, some people might not always come at it in a... nice manner. Because you have to understand that if someone has gotten a bad experience, you can't expect them to be all, oh, you know, they can't come and start catering to your feelings when they've just pretty much wasted money.
It's very like, the thing is, generally criticism is very, very difficult to take.
It is,
right? Which is why the presentation of that criticism is also very important.
Mm.
Right, so from the onset we've been talking about how it has to come from a good place. The presentation has to be good. It can't be hating, right? Because even for creatives, for instance, I think I was listening to a pod where they were talking about it, and they were talking about how everybody now has an opinion on podcasts and stuff like that, right? Everybody thinks, oh, this person is doing this, person is doing that, but it's rare to find somebody that would actually sit down and be like, okay, this is why I don't like this. This is what they can do better, right? And those are the people that are sort of, that's the message that is important.
Yeah.
Not just coming out and saying, this was bad, close this down, do this. But instead, it's like, okay, this was my experience. I didn't like this, and this. This was okay. And then you pass that message across and the person gets it, and you know.
Yeah.
So it's always about the message as opposed to being a hater. But people should be open to receiving those kind of things.
Yeah, and I think one also has to understand that sometimes as a business, like, for example, this week I was very, very upset at... I already even talked about it on Twitter anyway.
Who?
So,
don't worry about it.
I was very upset at a business. If you want to know, just go and look on my Twitter because it's still there.
Yeah.
And I was upset at them because they debited me twice in 3 days. For something that, like, I have not even been a part of for, like, almost a year. The first time they did it, it was upsetting. But I messaged, they refunded me. Then the next day, they took the money again. And it really irritated me because, again, you don't know what I even need the money for. Do you understand? And I think what vexed me the second time the most was not so much that debit in itself was irritating. But I think it was the... communication.
Yeah.
The communication was just so poor and so slow that I felt like you guys are not putting yourself in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I worked for my mom and everything, I try my best to be very empathetic towards the customers, because at the end of the day, like, you're handling people's business, like, you're handling like their livelihood, you're handling their money. And I always put myself in that position that if it were me, right, of course I would want to, this is how I would react. You can't tell a person how to feel about the money that they've spent.
Facts.
You know, or about like something that they have put their everything into or whatever, you know. What if a person is traveling the next day and supposed to deliver to them like this night? Like, you can't, those kind of things, you can't expect them to come and be speaking with soft voice to you. You should be willing to like take that and figure out how you can help them fix the situation.
True.
You know, so just to say, to business owners, please, let your customer service like be better. Always understand that in as much as you've done your own business, people are also spending their hard-earned money
on
your business. They are patronizing you. And the way that like, you will speak to them, the way that you respond to them, will help a lot. It will bring them back.
Because
they can trust that, like, okay, this person, if they make mistake, they are quick to rectify it without trying to speak down to me.
That's
one. So, and secondly, to other people that are giving criticism, as much as they are able, just try and be constructive with it and everything.
Do you remember there was a babe that makes all these, I think, cupcakes? I can't remember the name of the business, but there was a time where people were complaining that the cakes just look good, but they don't taste good. Right. I think it's all those cakes where you write like fancy stuff, like I love you or big dick or something. And yeah, all this sit on my face type of cakes. Oh, you get all those like, so I think people were complaining that, oh, it looks nice, it doesn't taste good. And I think the way she handled the social media stuff was really good.
Nice.
She was like that, oh, yeah, thank you guys for the feedback we've had. We're going to work on our cakes and stuff like that. And it was very simple.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those things like Streisand effect where you're like, if somebody comes out and criticizes and you quickly come out and you take ownership quietly, I think those things just quickly die down. But when you leave it and then people start fanning the fire, before you know it, there's a whole, now everything is trending, now it's mad, now you have to be defensive. It's like, it's just natural. Nobody likes to be embarrassed. Once you get to that stage, it's like you just get defensive. And I see it sometimes even with creatives, like if somebody comes out and criticizes them, right, it's not easy to take, no doubt, but sometimes the whole process of not taking it well turns it into something bigger than it is, and then it's just like, ah, now we have to, you know, massage egos and all that. So yeah, I think it's just about taking ownership, being graceful and being human with how you deliver criticism.
And also trying to do, because some people people do have feelings.
So sometimes it's very important.
All right, I think we should end now,
I think
we're done for now. There's some other things, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
So before we say our song recommendations, you guys are people that pray.
What happened?
I need prayers. Okay, I'm waiting for something. I'm really waiting for something.
It's the way they say it. You're waiting on the Lord.
I'm waiting on the Lord. And you know, I already mentioned earlier that I've kind of like been a bratty, child this week, so kindly put in a word for
so all of you guys that do pray, please put in a word.
Please put in a word for me, please. I can't say what it is that I need at the moment, but he knows what it is, and just say that that thing that Dolly needs to come out this week that is coming, please let it come out on time.
I think you should join NSPPD this week.
How do you even know NSPPD?
My WhatsApp is full of everybody doing it.
I didn't love that. Like, it's oh my God. I don't know how to stay on. That's why I don't.
The shouting is too much. But maybe for me. It does my head in.
So you even join?
I don't join. My mom does.
Okay.
Because you know, it does my head in, man. Like, this shouting is too much.
Anyway, please, when you go for NSPPD, please just add Dolly. Please add my request. I'm putting a word for me, please.
That's funny, man.
Okay, but yeah, so song recommendation.
You guys, if you checked our newsletter, there was a hint that I dropped today. So this is me dropping that hint again, that you guys just put your ears to the ground. Okay, people? Is it put your ears or keep your ears? Which one? Keep your ears? Yeah, let your ears be close to the ground, sha. and hold your MasterCard and Visa card just in case. True. Yeah, it might be a fastest fingers first thing because country is tough. But yes, guys, yeah. So keep your ears to the ground on that one. It's coming soon. Before the end of the year.
Maybe, hopefully.
Most likely.
Anyway, my song recommendations for this week are Cheerleader, the Felix Giant remix by, what's his name? That song was like my jam for like a while. I really like that. By Omi.
Isn't that that guy that disappeared?
I guess. But that song was, I used to love that song so much. So that's my song recommendation. My second one is Bossy Part 2. By World, Erica Banks, and Amare, featuring Kida Kudz, and I think it's Copy. Interesting.
Amare.
And the last one is, the last one is Adom Grace, A-D-O-M, by this Ghanaian gospel artist called Diana Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah, that song is really amazing. So yeah, those are my song recommendations.
Is Amare Nigerian or Ghanaian?
Ghanaian.
That baby is something else. All right. So yeah, I think I'm out of announcements. Oh, before we go, there's something I saw that I think you guys should check. So there's been like a lot of people complaining on the internet, right? Women especially, that they keep going to dating mixers. And men are not present. And everybody keeps complaining that right now in the world, there is a dating problem and all those kind of things. It's a conversation I want to get into later on. Because low key, I think men are deprived. But yeah, we'll leave that one there. Like, I'm almost starting to be like, I'm almost certain that men are deprived. And time will eventually
reveal. You're almost certain. Yeah. Give us your song recommendation. My song recommendation
is P-Square. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I did a rewind with Isaac this week, which is
she rewind with Isaac.
Yeah, so Peace Square, Am I Still That Special Man, and Game Over. Those are my two song recommendations. All right, guys, so before I go, Dolly, I was walking this week, you know, these guys that put agbo on their head and they sell. You know, I told you I was walking. Dolly, those guys should be trained for the Olympics.
Okay, why?
The way this guy outpaced me without any effort while I was damn near about to start running, it was ridiculous. He had his agbo on his head, mixer in one hand, and I was walking. He was like at least 100 steps behind me. I heard the music, and in like 2 minutes, this guy was like 100 steps in front of me. Yeah. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how those guys are doing it, but I still stand to this. Listen, you cannot outpace a Nigerian artisan or whatever we call these people, man. You can't. But anyway, guys, we'll see you guys next week. Follow, like, share everywhere you listen to the podcast. Peace.
Peace. Bye.